support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
Hi, my name is Zach Burden. I'm the mayor of the city of Kirksville. I also work in residence life here at Truman State University.
How cool. Let's start with mayoral duties.
Sure.
How did that happen, and what is your mission?
Sure. I started really getting interested in local politics and local government when a group of people were trying to pass a parks and recreation sales tax. At the time, we had about $60,000 a year in capital improvements budget. We really needed to change that up so we could make good improvements in our park system. It was a wonderful group to be a part of, some civically minded people who wanted to help educate the town about what was happening and why this would be great for all of us. And that was a tax that passed with over two-thirds of people voting in favor of it.
Wow.
And the experience was really powerful for me. I enjoyed getting to work with city staff. I enjoyed getting to know a lot more about our operations. And after attending enough city council meetings, I thought, you know, this is something I think I'd like to do. So ran and was elected. And the way the city of Kirksville works, the five-person council selects its own mayor from amongst their ranks every year. For the last 3 years, the council has selected me. It's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed the work. My mission, a lot, is about tone. You know, so much nationally is that politics and government is just, it's frustrating, it's challenging, it's divisive, it's
paralytic.
Exactly. I've really tried to focus on how can we come together as a community. What are the things that we can really be celebrating here?
How do we bridge that disparity of populace?
Yeah, I think we try to do it with a lot of kindness. How can we reach out in our everyday work and do that with some real quality and integrity? Mm-hmm. How can we listen to people more? How can we respond to questions, concerns? And one of the things I really value out of the city staff is their willingness to admit when they've made a mistake and do what they can to make it right. You know, those kinds of things really matter. I listen to a lot of people who agree with me on things, who disagree with me on a lot of things. But if we're not going to talk about them and listen to it, there's no point to what we're doing.
Right.
We've got to have some conversation.
Well, I think that's one of the frustrating things that I've heard from mayors around the United States today. It's what a lot of them call keyboard cowboys.
Exactly.
And that these people hide behind anonymity and yet just stir the pot and cause havoc.
Absolutely.
And they don't have the guts to even admit who they are or show their face.
What I'm reminded of, though, then is then the opposite of that. And that's what we get to see regularly in our community.
Mm-hmm.
I get to see regularly as mayor the people who are out here doing some amazing things, join their community,
who show up and
want to participate in this.
Yeah.
And this is a remarkable community to get to do that. And I'm not just saying that because I'm the mayor.
Sure.
I truly believe that this is a remarkable place.
But you must have some frustrations and challenges.
Absolutely.
You know, give me a couple of them.
Sure. You know, I think there are always frustrations, you know, perceptions on motivation.
Why are you doing what you're doing?
I'm out here not making a big financial payoff from any of this. I don't have any vested interest financially in this. I just want to see the best for Kirksville. But not only do I that, but my fellow council members, even when we disagree,
That's
we're all out for the best, the city staff. And it's challenging when folks think differently about that. They think instead, what's the motivation here? The motivation is we want to do right by the people of Kirksville.
Very cool. Well, I got to come back because you're short on time.
Sure.
So we need to jump to the university.
You bet.
Tell us the story in a nutshell. This is a small town. This is a minimal population county. I never, ever expected to find this mecca in the middle of rural Missouri.
This place is a gem, and it has its roots going all the way back to the start about why it even exists that way. We were founded as a private teacher's college in 1867, really with the idea of serving the state of Missouri. How can we help make Missouri school teachers better at what they do in serving children? Later on, it was decided that what we needed really was a public network of these colleges, and it was this institution that helped spearhead that effort through the legislature to create what are now five different universities across the state of Missouri. That mission has evolved and changed over the years, eventually becoming a regional comprehensive institution. And then in 1985, we had a specialized mission from the state of Missouri to be Missouri's public liberal arts and sciences institution with a focus on the kind of education and thinking that is exactly what today's careers are looking for, people who are able to think independently, who are able to problem solve creatively, or able to bring the humanity into the equation. We do that every day here at Truman and are putting people out into the workplace and into the world in some really big and exciting ways.
Interesting. So in the early days of Missouri statehood,
yes,
this was the mothership.
this was the first place for teacher education. Yeah. You know, the University of Missouri in Columbia was the founding, you know, public education, higher ed cape place.
A teacher's
But
college.
You can even imagine there was a little bit of tension there at the time. The University of Missouri didn't want to compete for students and state funding, which is a healthy competition that continues to this day.
Interesting.
So, but yeah, we are working with the other institution goes back a long ways.
And today it is a real cutting edge institution, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you've got an institution that's existed for over 150 years, but is today, on the front lines of it now. We're preparing folks for careers in nursing with some excellent faculty. We're preparing people for the nursing field. They've got facilities to be able to practice that well. We've got people who are involved in communications disorders who are doing real work with a speech and hearing clinic right on campus. We're even preparing an old elementary school to become an interprofessional center for autism research and support, utilizing a lot of existing programs here at the university. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We've got great business and accountancy programs with high pass rates on CPA exams. We've got people going off to medical school and other fields from here, not to mention public service, creative arts, and everything else in there. And we really believe that the institution, we're preparing our students to serve in a really robust democracy.
That's really cool. And it's a public institution.
Yes.
And so the tuition is affordable relatively, right?
We were talking earlier, we got a chance to go around on a tour, and you know, the university's named after Harry Truman, who ironically was the last president of the United States not to graduate from college. This is the college Harry Truman would have wanted to go to. He's a Missourian, and like so many of his time, he was a poor farmer who didn't have the financial means. Once he got started in college, he had to leave to go back to the family farm. Here's somebody who was incredibly well-read, who understood the value of a liberal education, and could have afforded to go to a place like this. We've got his name on the university, and this is the kind of place I think he would have absolutely loved.
Let's talk about for a moment the university's engagement with the community and how they utilize the facility.
Our roots go back together a long ways on that one, too. Not just us, but with our other higher ed institutions in the city. We've got a medical college, a community college. We've all worked together for a long time. Had a chance to walk through our main auditorium a little bit ago. Yeah, that is host to great campus musical shows and performances, but it's also host to the little dance studios, and everybody who comes in, you get a chance to see those. We host an arts and entertainment series that brings in people from around the nation and around the world for world-class entertainment. We bring it right here to Northeast Missouri. When the Chinese acrobats come, there are people coming from miles away just to come and participate in that. Kirksville is an important part in Truman's history, and Truman's an important part in Kirksville history. We're intertwined. We're going to keep working together and move forward on that. It's just need to see those tangible examples of that.
So the underpinning of Kirksville on one level is agrarian.
Yes.
Correct?
So mm-hmm.
Very much an agricultural
very much
community.
So.
Mm-hmm. What are they specialize in?
You know, we've got a lot of soy production, a lot of corn production in this area, but also livestock as well. So we've got an agrarian aspect to it. But we're also a town that focuses on industry. If you're eating Oscar Mayer bologna, you're eating that made right here in Kirksville. That's where it comes from.
Uh-huh.
You know, all of that is happening here through expansion in industry, a booming commercial center as well. We are the commercial place for a large radius here. People come into town here to work. They come here to shop. So there's a lot of different industries, education, medicine, manufacturing, agriculture. It's all here in Kirksville, and we're happy to be the hub of it all.
Only because there's a committee waiting for your attendance.
Sure.
I got to let you go.
Well, it's so good to meet with you all today, and so happy to showcase Kirksville and Truman.
Before you go, for further information about the civic aspect of the town and the university, where would somebody go?
You've got a lot of different places for people to go for that. I recommend visiting the city's website, KirksvilleCity.com, where we've got a lot of information about what's happening, and we link to a lot of our partner agencies, whether that's our Tourism Bureau, our Chamber of Commerce. A good way to see Kirksville starting through that website.
And a one-stop for the university?
The university, just come out onto our website, truman.edu. We'd love to have people visit there. We have a lot of different ways we can engage on that, whether you're interested in it as a prospective student, you're interested in learning more about the history by visiting our special collections department online, whatever it might be, we'd love to engage with you on that one. And literally picking up the phone and calling the office you want to, we'll engage with you. We'd love to see what we can do about it.
And once again, the university is how you got here.
It's how I got here. I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri. Came here to become a social studies teacher. Stayed on to work in residence life and education here on campus. And, you know, as mayor, feel like I get to be the town social studies teacher. So it's a lot of fun. And my name's Zach Burden with residence life at Truman State University and mayor of the city of Kirksville.
Zach, thank you so much. And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Kirksville, Missouri, and we'll see you here.
Support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter, down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.